From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading The Pocket Watch, a novel by John Dunkley. Now let's begin with The Pocket Watch. Chapter 1. I suppose this all commenced with a Waltham pocket watch. It was when I first met Tyrone Running Bear. He came out to our house, the only one remaining in Catclaw, a ghost town. He drove into the yard in a buggy, wanting to see Papa around the 1st of September, 1881. I was the first to see him because I opened the front door when the dogs barked their "There's a stranger in the yard" bark. It's a different sound when someone they know comes by. Tyrone stayed sitting on the buggy seat until I came out and called the dogs off and asked him to state his business. "I'm looking for a Mr. Mike Muldoon," he said. "My name is Tyrone Running Bear." I took a good look at this hombre who called himself Running Bear, and then I invited him to come to the house. "I'm his daughter Nell," I said. "My father is probably finishing his siesta about now. You can wait on the bench in the shade under that catclaw tree." One thing I'd been told a long time before was never to ask a stranger into the house before either Papa or Mama met them. And if I happened to be alone, never call off the dogs and never go out of the house. Both Papa and Mama had told me that there were lots of bad hombres roaming the country, and it didn't do to trust any of them until you knew them well. Even then, it paid to keep cautious. We Muldoons living in Catclaw, way out in the foothills, needed to be careful about strangers. I couldn't figure what kind of hombre Tyrone was. He was kind of wiry-looking, shy about a hand.